Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good morning. Sunday morning. Motzei. Parshas Behar B'chukosai. Chav Zayin Iyar. Tovshin Pehei. I want to share with you what I shared with my Kehila in the Drasha yesterday, which I think is a very, very powerful message and a timely lesson for every one of us. The Medrash in Parshas Behar relates the following story. It's towards the end of the Parsha, which is talking about taking care of people who are in need, who become poor, have to sell their field, have to sell themselves. Says the Medrash, B'yoymed Rav Tanchuma, in the days of Rabbi Tanchuma, ha'yutzrichin Yisrael l'mitra, Klal Yisrael needed rain. So they came to Rav Tanchuma and they told him, Rabbi, gozer tanisa, d'yechos mitra, decree a fast day, so that rain should fall. So he made a tainis. One time, a second time, didn't help, it didn't start to rain. And the third time, the third set of tanesim, kom v'dorash, he got up and he darshaned. And he said, kolama yafligu mitzvah. Everyone should go out and do a mitzvah of tzedakah. Kom chad gvar, says the Medrash. So one man got up, took everything that he had in his house, v'nofak l'miflagon, he went to distribute it. Pogabe meshbakte, he met his ex-wife, his grusha, and she told him, zochi bahi itza, if you want to do a mitzvah, she spoke in third person, but basically she said, if you want to give tzedakah, give it to me. Because since the day that this woman, meaning myself, has left your house, nothing has been good for her. Kevin Sharoi Saruma, so he looked at his ex-wife and saw she was not clothed properly. Uvitsara Gedaila, and she was in great pain. Nismali ole arachamim, he became filled with rachmanis on her. Vinosalan, he gave her the money. Al shum umibsarchalay tisalim, based on the pasuk umibsarchal tisalim, pasuk in Yeshaya that the Medrash earlier actually says, Who's it referring to? Umibsarcha, from your flesh. Normally that means your relatives. Take care of your family. The Medrash says, Zugrushasai. His ex-wife is also called Bisarcha, Al Tisalim. Chamisa Chadgvar. There was a person who was witnessing from a distance this exchange between the man and his ex-wife. He didn't hear what was going on, he only saw what was going on. Chamisa, he saw them. Salik v'amalei Rav Tanchuma, and he went and he told Rav Tanchuma, he says, Rebbe, atocha v'avera hocha, I'll tell you, we have a big problem. And maybe if we fix this problem, we'll have rain. What's the problem? What do you see? He said, I saw a man, so this so-and-so, who was talking to his ex-wife, and he even gave her some money. How could that be? The only reason, conclusion I could come to, is that something inappropriate is going on between this man and his ex-wife. Why else would he be going, giving her money and talking to her? So Rebbe, we have a big problem in town. Gotta fix it. Make a takana. This is perhaps what's causing the problem of no rain, because we have such averus going on. So Shalach Rav Tanchuma Vaisise. Rav Tanchuma sent for the man and brought him. And he told him, Bri, my son, you know that the world is in pain, and the creations of the world, the Brios, are in pain. And you're going and doing something inappropriate, talking to your ex-wife. Not only are you involved with her, you're going and giving her some money. The conclusion that one could come to, not that of course Rav Tanchuma was mekabel, is that something inappropriate is going on. Omar lei. So this person told Rav Tanchuma, Rebbe, v'leikach darashta? Aren't you the one who taught us that you cannot look away? Don't be ma'alim, don't look away from your flesh. And you're the one who said to go out and give tzedakah. And I went to give out my tzedakah. And he tells him the story. I met my ex-wife and she told me that she doesn't have anything good since she was divorced from me. And I saw her baruma with Sarah Gedoyla. I was filled with rachmanis. V'nosati lo, and I gave her ashum u'b'sorcha al tisali. When Rav Tanchuma heard this, he realized that this person is not the problem, rather he is the solution. Rav Tanchuma lifted his face to Shamayim, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma'im zeh shu basar v'dam, this person is flesh. V'achzari, and the nature of a person is not to be a rachman necessarily. He did not have to feed her. And yet, nismale ole harachamim, he was filled with rachmanis, and he gave it to her. Anu, we, Shanu b'nei Avram, b'nei Banecha, b'nei Avram, Yitzhak v'Yaakov, we're your grandchildren, descendants of Avram, Yitzhak v'Yaakov, whom is an eseinu alecha, and yes, our sustenance is dependent on you. Halachas v'kama, v'kama, shetismale oleinu rachamim, how much more so you should be filled with rachmanis. At that moment, the rain began to fall, and the whole world was relieved of the tzara and the pain they were in. Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi looks at this medrash and is wondering many questions. Why do we need this kal v'chomer? Why is it specifically this story of him giving to his ex-wife? Why is it a constant in Ismali Ole Arachamim? Why is it constant, this idea that he was filled with Rachmanis? And he says it again in the story and in the Tefillah. Rav Tanchuma also says, Nismalo Ole Rachamim, you should be Nismali Rachamim. Why is Mipsorcha Al Tisalim so important here? Why is it so important to the person who saw him and incorrectly summed up the situation and went and told Rabbi Tanchuma? Zakra Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi the following. He says, this person who met his ex-wife, who told him that she hasn't had a good day since she left his house, this person knew that the fact that he's having a conversation with her in public, in those days it was not appropriate, that people may talk. You think, says Baruch Mordechai, that he didn't notice somebody watching him and someone looking at the situation? You think he didn't understand that it's very possible and probable that this person's going to run to Rav Tanchuma and tell him what he saw? Perhaps this person should have made a cheshbon and said, you know what? It's true. She needs staka, but at the same time, people are going to be choshed me. People are going to suspect me. People are going to talk about me. And maybe not just about me. It's my reputation on the line. It's my children's shidduchim on the line. It's my future on the line. But says Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, Nismale ole harachamim, he became full and consumed with rachmanis on her. When a person is full with rachmanis, they don't make any cheshbonis. Because it's not a logical reaction, it's an emotional and instinctive reaction. Nismale ole rachamim. Rachmanis is an emotion, pity, mercy. It's something we have for people in need. When a person is overwhelmed with mercy and pity, they cannot make any cheshbonis of what will happen and what are people going to say. I just need to help this person out of their problem. And that's umibsorcho al tisalim, don't look away. That if a person stops and starts making cheshbonis, he's not yet holding it nismali ole rachamim, and he is in the world of mibsarcha al tisalim, because to not turn away means immediate full rachmanis nismali ole rachamim, and with that nismali ole rachamim, he was willing to risk everything, his whole self. He gave her, he was giving her his reputation, he was giving her his future. He was giving her his whole atzmius by taking the risk, knowing that people are going to be choish at him, that someone's going to be malshin on him, that people are watching and they're not necessarily down lekav's chus, and they're coming to what they think is the only conclusion possible. But those cheshbonis did not enter his mind for a second. Why? because that's nismali ole rachamim. That's umibsorcha al tisalim. Zokter Baruch Mordechai, that tzaddik, as he calls him, or you say tzaddik in quotations, who saw this and right away said, oh, here's the problem with the city. This is why there's no rain, because we have such inappropriate things going on. He had no clue what it means to mean nismal ole rachamim. He had no clue what it means to mibsarcha al tisalim. Because if he did, he would have understood what this man was doing. But he was making cheshbonos. It's not possible that this man is doing a mitzvah because he knows people are going to be choshed him. Why would he do that? V'yisim nikiyim me'ashem mi'Yisrael. Person is not allowed to put himself in compromising situations. He came to that conclusion because he didn't understand what it means to be nismale ala rachamim. And therefore, Reb Tanchuma calls this person over and he says, of course I'm not mekabel. And he gives a hakadama b'ri. The world is bitzar, b'riyos are bitzar. Why did he say that? What's so important? Says Reb Baruch Mordechai. Because he was telling him, in times of tzar, we have to be so extra careful in the way we act. The things should be as perfect as they could be. So why did I hear that you're doing something that, of course, I'm not mekabel the conclusion that you're doing something wrong? But you're doing something suspicious. And when you're doing something suspicious, people come to that conclusion. And in a time of tsar and sorrow, how could you do that? And this person answered him, this Chad Gvar, taught Reb Tanchum and said, Rebbe, what do you mean? You taught me to do this. You taught us, umibsorcha al tisalim zugrushosai. You taught me, don't look away for a moment. What does al tisalim mean? Al tisalim means nismali ala rachamim. You said we should go out and do a mitzvah of tzedakah. And I went out, took everything in my house to go distribute it. And I saw my wife, my ex-wife, and I was nismal ala rachamim. I was so overcome with rachmanis that there are no cheshbonis in the world because of umibisarcha al tisalim. And that's why I gave it to her. You taught me this, Rebbe. And when Reb Tanchuma heard that, he said, Rebbeinu shel olam, if a person who's a basar v'dam, and an achzari, and perhaps what he means to say is, because a person thinks about himself a lot, and naturally he should think about, what are people going to think about me? And the kids need shidduchim. I need a parnasa. People are going to look at me, that I'm doing these types of inappropriate things. That's natural for a person. And yet, nismala ala rachamim, none of those were cheshbonos because he was so consumed, emotionally, instinctively, to just give it to her. No matter what the fallout is, that didn't even enter his mind. That's al tisalim. Ribbono shel olam, anu shanu b'nei vanecha b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, u'mizonoseinu alecha alachas v'kama v'kama shetismale oleinu rachamim. We say, Ribbono shel olam, cheshbonos. Cheshbonos, if we start to make cheshbonos and you make cheshbonos, there's no way that we're going to be zoyche badin. But we're not asking for cheshbonos. We're asking for nismali ala rachamim, for emotional outpouring instinctively chakavayachol, unken cheshbonos. What the fallout would be from all the taiva ribbono shel olam, we'll deal with the fallout. But nismali aleinu rachamim. We need rachmanis. Pour out your rachmanis. That's what Reb Tanchuma said. And that opened up Shamayim. And I think there's so many lessons in this medrash. Number one, we see they followed the protocol. Iris is learning Masechta Tainis. There's a protocol of Tanesim when there's no rain. They followed it. Pam Rishoyna, Pam Shniya. Didn't work. Pam Shlishis, Reb Tanchuma says, Vais Techeis Tvila is not working here. We're not being Zoicha in Tvila. We need more than that. Everyone go out and give Tztaka. Maybe in that way we can mirror the Midah, Kenegan Midah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam of Tztaka. That if we give Tztaka, he'll give Tztaka. That's lesson number one. That there are times that we have to take our tefillah to the next level. We have to invoke a midah keneged midah. We once spoke about HaMeshech Chachma in last week's parsha, Parsha's Emor, that talks about that a person can even be a tzaddik, but amol to get out of the gzardin, that's not enough. He needs a midah keneged midah. Kol shekein here, where obviously there was something lacking, and the tefillahs weren't even working. The tanaisim weren't working. Zokter tanchuma. Everyone go out and start giving tzedakah. Perhaps we could be ma'ir the rachamim. And we have a lesson here in what it means to be nismale rachamim. Instinctively, emotionally, to be mimale rachamim. It's a ma'ir de gehai madrega. That a person is able to not care what the fallout's going to be because it doesn't enter their mind. That's what true mibsarcha al tisale means. But I think no one could jump to that immediately. To be so selfless is a very hard thing. A lot of times, if it's a real close relative, for a child, a brother, a sister, a parent, sometimes you see such a thing. A person just drops everything. There's no cheshbonus. That's nismale ala rachamim. But what you learn from this also is that we want the Rabbeinu Shem's rachmonus, even if it's not fully nismale ala rachamim. When we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanas, we can invoke it through the Midah Keneged Midah of our Rachmanas. And even if we're not able to be in the Matzav Nismala La Rachamim, and it's a hard thing for sure on every single person, maybe it's only by Mibsarch Al Tisalim. Person can't live by being Mismale Rachamim without Cheshbainas and every single ani that comes his way. But the concept of Nismala La Rachamim, the concept of invoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis through Rachmanis. We're in an Eitz Tzara L'Yil Yisrael. Klal Yisrael and Eitz Tzara is an Eitz Tzara. We have here in America the anti-Semitism and what went on in Washington, D.C. We have Meir Dikat Tzara's going on. Accidents, all different types of things. Chaylim. Klal Yisrael is an Eitz Tzara Medav Racham Eishamayim. We could be Mispalo, we could fast. But sometimes we need more than that. Sometimes we need to invoke and to initiate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis activated through our Rachmanis. If we're a little bit more Rachman, we work on ourselves to be a little bit more merciful to our spouse, to our siblings, to an ani that comes to our door, a mishulach. It's not an easy job. Not everyone can give him hundreds of dollars. But talk to him for a few minutes. Listen to him. Abyssal Rachmanis on him. That Rachmanis. We could say to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, look, we have Rachamim. Rabbeinu Shel Olam have Rachmanis on us. Tismali Aleinu Rachamim. This is what I said in Shul. And then our Bal Musaf, Rabbi Yossi Moskowitz, Dabba Musaf, and he's saying the Nigin of Machnisei Rachamim. For, by Kedusha, and I've said before in Shul, whether that was his kavanah or not, I don't know, but he was zicher mechaben to another shtickle from Baruch Mordechai, which is not for now, but he learns machnisei rachamim, hachnisu rachameinu lifnei bala rachamim. What does hachnisu rachameinu mean? It means bring in our acts of rachmanis lifnei bala rachamim. If we act birachmanis, we can invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis. And when we're in this eight sarah, and we feel helpless, and we're being mispalel and saying tehillim for the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, like we spoke about last week. But let's take it to the next level. Let's increase our acts of rachmanis towards other people. And we could say, Rabbeinu Shalom, we're abbas of Adam, we're nachzari, it's hard, it's not easy for us. But Rabbeinu Shalom, for you, tismale aleinu rachamim. Have Rachmanis. Anken cheshbonus. Bring Rachmanis to the world. Yoimer litzareseinu dai and bez Hashem Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Bring the greatest simcha in Yeshua with the coming of Mashiach. V'mehera v'yameinu amen. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Yirotzen shetismale aleinu rachamim. Kol tov, everyone.